thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
In the 3 years since it opened, the first all-female public school in the state of Texas has more than tripled its enrollment and relocated from its original campus in Oak Lawn to Fair Park. It started as a middle school and now has grades 6 through 11. Principal Vivian Taylor and art teacher Katie Tharp are preparing for students' return.
This is our art room here, and one of the things that we started last year, and I had asked Ms. Tharp if she would be willing to do this, was to have what we call an art gallery exhibition.
Tharp, who holds a master's degree in art education, jumped at the chance to teach at the Irma Lerma Rangel Young Women's Leadership School.
Being in a field that's sort of female-dominated, I've seen kind of the advantage that I've had in my own education, because in graduate school I was in predominantly female classes, and that's when I really started to realize how much a difference it really can make and how much more I was willing to challenge myself, even at the graduate level, just in a single-gender environment.
About 250 public schools have offered single-gender studies since a court ruling made it legal a decade ago. Meg Moulton, co-executive director of the National Coalition of Girls' Schools, says all female classes help girls academically. Graduates from an all-girls school are more likely to defy tradition and pursue subjects like math and science.
In math and science, we did a study of 4,200 alums and asked them what their majors were in college. 13% had majored or were majoring in math, science, engineering, technology, and that compares to 10% for males nationally and 2% for women nationally.
Moulton says junior high is the best time to begin single-gender education. Tharp has seen her students gain confidence.
They seem to feel free to either act as young or as old or as smart or as unsure as they feel. They don't seem to feel the need to put up a front or act like something other than what they are.
Noni Thomas says that's one reason she enrolled at the Rangel School 3 years ago. She's taking advantage of everything, including math and science. She plays four sports, has traveled out of state for an apprenticeship, and as a junior this year, she'll take advanced placement English and history classes.
It was easier because most girls in class, they don't answer questions because they feel that they get it wrong. The boys in the class will laugh because they didn't get the right answer. But now that we're here, we don't have to worry about, it's not like, ha-ha, you got it wrong. It's like, okay, we're going to help you and you're going to get it right next time. So when we have this test, we're going to get it all right together.
That camaraderie may be one reason the school's academic rating improved from recognized to exemplary last year. Thomas says that her all-girls school has changed the way she sees boys, and that's a good thing.
When I first came here, I was like, oh no, I'm going to be like this total outcast because I don't hang out with boys. I can't talk about, oh, this is this boy in my class, he threw a wad at a girl and stuff like that. After school, I go to Madison, I play sports, and there's, like, boys. And I'm like, now that I'm here, it's like, it doesn't matter anymore. It's like you see them, and you're like, okay, they're there, who cares?
The freedom to take chances without distractions from boys seems to create a healthy environment for learning and growing up. Catherine Cuellar, KERA News.